I will show here how you can mass configure and control IoT devices flashed with Tasmota or with Tasmota compatible cross-platform OpenBeacon. Configuration will be done by sending console commands in the HTTP GET request. This will allow, for example, to set MQTT server parameters on a mass scale, or to configure energy saving on OpenBeacon on a mass scale, or for example, to change the color, brightness level, or white temperature of the LED lights. The GET request should be directed to the IP address of the device. The target resource should be a subaddress CM, while the variable CMND, what we put in it, will be executed by the device. I will run all scripts on the platform Windows, but on Linux it would look similar, just a slightly different assembly. HTTP interface, Tasmota commands, and OpenBeacon. To begin with, let's consider an example HTTP request to control the light status of a Tasmota lamp. There are three segments here: 92.168.0.201. This is the address of our device. CM:CMND is the target resource, and after the question mark are the parameters of the GET query. Their format is the key. Here, CMND, and after the equal sign is the value. Power percent toggle is a command with an argument. Instead of a space, we set the code percent 20. We can take the commands from the Tasmota or OpenBeacon documentation. Several commands can be sent simultaneously using the backlog. The syntax is, example, device responses. These commands also allow you to check the status of the device, and the device responds to them in JSON format. For example, sending power with no argument results in receiving such an answer. The one from OpenBeacon in Tasmota, it may be slightly different. A lot of information about the device can be obtained through the status command, which can be read in the Tasmota documentation. Curl, sending commands without a browser. As you can probably guess, such a magic URL is enough to be pasted into the browser and the command will be sent. It's normal. Then the browser will show us the answer in JSON, but it is not convenient for us. GET can also be sent in various other ways. A good example of such a method is the curl library. Curl repository. Installation description. FAQ. Curl can be run on different systems. It shouldn't be a problem. If your command line does not see the curl command after installing it, you may need to add the folder containing curl.exe to your path environment variable, as you do with Python and other such programs. This makes curl.exe visible in every folder. Let's check if my curl is visible. It is visible. What will I show us the help switch? There are a few of these options. A very rich tool. But do we need to complicate it? Let's try to send a GET to the smart lamp. Lamp status changes. Power is switched from on to off or from off to on. Everything works. Similarly, you can do. This will set the temperature of the light. The command works with OpenBeacon and Tasmota and turn on the light. Batch files, auto start, scripts. What you can type in the Windows console can also be typed into a batch file. Such a file can then be launched and executed. It can also be added to auto start. Windows, batch script, selection. Let's try a simple script. We will use choice and we ask the user what he wants to do. We get the index of his choice and with if, we check what we need to do. A special variable is used to receive the result, error level. And now, note important. On Windows, percent is a special character to insert a variable. Therefore, in the console, the percent signs were single, and here in the script, they are double. Without it, the script won't work for you. Windows, batch script, animation. In batch, you can also gradually increment variables with some delay. We will use timeout for the delay, and we will increase the color temperature of the light in a loop. In addition, we run enable delayed expansion to be able to conveniently insert the value of the iterative variable I into curl. The script works, the color of white gradually changes. Windows, batch script, mass control. Now let's do something like an IPS.